From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Daily Mail the cost of an education at Columbia Green Community College is going up. The college president, Jim Campion, said last week the college's proposed 2014-15 budget calls for an increase in school tuition of 3%. Campion told the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Finance Committee 3% may seem significant, but that translates into a per credit hour increase of $5. Full-time tuition will grow by $60. During the 2013-14 school year, Columbia County accounted for 53% of the student population. 46% of enrolled students were from Greene County. Campion said overall enrollment at the college had increased in the last few years, but this is the first year when the numbers were relatively flat. He attributed the trend of declines into the overall number of students enrolled in the school districts located within Columbia and Greene counties, although he also said the college's part-time adult education population has witnessed a decline as well. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star. Hudson Police Commissioner Gary Graziano is calling for more surveillance cameras in the city's first and second wards. Graziano told the Common Council Police Committee Monday, July 28th, cameras placed at various locations within the city more than 10 years ago work well. Graziano said he would like to try placing a camera or two at 1st and Warren Streets and at 2nd and Warren Streets. He called those areas troublesome. Police Chief Ed Moore said video cameras will also be installed in the police station. Those cameras will track police officers and the accused from the moment they are brought into the station and then processed and released. Read the full story in the Register Star. Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union a Texas-based energy company expects to file plans this fall with federal regulators on expanding a natural gas pipeline that runs through upstate New York. The expansion will allow the pipeline to transport hydrofracked gas from Pennsylvania into northern Massachusetts and Boston. The line passes through upstate, including Columbia, Rensselaer, and Schoharie counties, and continues into Massachusetts near North Adams. The Houston-based Kinder Morgan's proposal should be filed in September with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The company wants to begin construction in January 2017 and have the pipeline operational by November 2018. Opponents have been rallying against the expansion. Last week, a bike trip of college students against the project visited an existing Tennessee Gas pumping station in Malden Bridge on the Kinderhook Creek. The project also has its supporters. Last week, the Associated Industries of Massachusetts, an industry lobbying group, came out in favor of the expansion. The group said low-priced natural gas could help reduce the region's higher-than-average electricity prices. Read the full story in the Times Union. Taking a look at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 76, and tonight patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 55. Wednesday, there will be patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Thursday, there's a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and noon, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. Partly sunny with a high near 82. Thursday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 58. And Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:46 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:17 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 31 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.